of pains. I'm the devil, and I'm drawn to those ones that ain't afraid. I remember that time you told me, you said, love is touching souls. Surely you touch my anchor, part of you pours out of me.
Next, we have a piece from Shane L. Khoisan, a Canadian spoken word poet, writer, and member of the group Ton of Fun University. He is a First Nations man from Yellowknife who was educated at Okanagan College campus. He is known for writing about issues like bullying, cancer, death, and eating disorders, and his most famous anti-bullying poem, To This Day, which has had over 25 million views on YouTube. In 2010, he performed at the opening ceremony of the Olympics here in Vancouver, BC. So now we have that poem, that rap poem, We Are More.
When defining, you might list statistics. You might mention our tallest building or biggest lake. You might shake a tree in the fall and call a red leaf Canada. Liberty is mentioned, Buffy St. Marie. You might even mention the fact that we've got a few bare naked ladies. Or that we made these crazy things like zippers, electric cars, and washing machines. Defining Canada, seeing the world's anthem as being there, done that. And maybe that's where we used to be at. It's true. We've done and we've been. We've seen all the great swallowed up by the machine and turned into theme parks. But when defining Canada, don't forget to mention that we have set sparks. We're not just fishing more than sound and say, hey. And yes, we are the home of the rocket and the great one who inspired little number nines and little number 99s. But we're more than just hockey and fishing lines off the rocky coast of the Maritimes. And some say what defines us is something as simple as please and thank you. And as for your welcome, well, we say that too. But we are more than genteel or civilized. We are an idea in the process of being realized. We are young. We are culture strung together, then woven into a tapestry, and the design is what makes us more than the sum total of our history. Eight for influences that range from A to Z, and yes, we say Z instead of Z. We're the colors of Chinatown and the coffee of Little Italy. We dream so big that they're an industry, because we're more than sticky maple syrup and clean snow. We do more than grow wheat and brew beer. We are vineyards of good year after good year. We reforest what we clear because we believe generations beyond our own. Many of us have grown past what we used to be. We can stand here today filled with all the hope people have when they say things like someday. Some great, someday we're that. Someday we'll be at a point when someday was yesterday, and all of our aspirations will pave the way for those who on that day look towards tomorrow, and still they say some will reach the goals we set. And we'll get interest in our inspiration, because we are more than a nation of whale watchers and lumberjacks. More than backpacks and hiking trails, we are hammers and nails building bridges to those who are willing to walk lost and down for all of those who might find themselves at a loss. We are not the see-through gloss or glamour of those who clamor for the failings of others. We are fathers and brothers, sisters and mothers, uncles and nephews, aunts and nieces. We are found missing puzzle pieces. We are families with room at the table for newcomers. We are more than summers and winters, more than off seasons. We are all the reasons people have for wanting to stay. Because we are more than what we say or do. We live to get past what we go through and learn who we are. We are students. Students who study the studiousness of studying, so we know what as well as why. We don't have all the answers, but we try. And the effort is what makes us more. We don't all know what it is in life we're looking for, so keep exploring. Go far and wide, or go inside, but go deep. Go deep, as if James Cameron was filming a sequel to The Abyss, and suddenly there was this location scout trying to figure some way out to get inside you, because you've been through hell and high water, and you went exploring. Because we are more than a laundry list of things to do and places to see. We are more than hills to ski or countryside ponds to skate. We are the abandoned hesitation of all those who can't wait. We are first-rate, greasy, living cafe as a country that is all the ways you choose to live. A land that can give you variety, because we are choices. We are millions upon millions of voices shouting, we are more. We are the surprise the world has in store for you. It's true. Canada is the what in what's new. So don't say you may have done that unless you've sat on the sidewalk while chalk artists draw still lifes on the concrete of a kid in the street beatboxing to Neil Young for fun. Don't say you've been there, done that, unless you've been here doing it. First aid kit for all the times you get sick of the same old, same old. Let us be the story told to your friends. When that story ends, leave chapters for the next time you'll come back. Next time, pack for all the things you didn't pack for the first time. But your luggage define your travels. Each life unravels differently, and experiences are what make up the colors of our tapestry. We are the true North, strong. And what's more is that we didn't just say it. We made it be.
Up next, we have Ontario-born Janet. Lorena is from Celtic roots, and she is known for taking old, like very old, 16th century, 18th century, and setting them to music. And wow, she is a beautiful, beautiful singer-songwriter. She first became known on the streets of Toronto as a busker. And from there, she started to manage her own music. She has a background in management, and she manages her own career. Now let's go to one of McKennett's songs and the music put to The Lady of Shalott. Thank you. One of Canada's most famous poets is none other than Leonard Cohen, who was born in 1934, Westmount, Quebec, died on November 7th, 2016, in Los Angeles, California. One of Leonard Cohen's incredible hits, Suzanne, Hallelujah, Dance Me to the End of Love. One of my favorites is Leonard Cohen released this song as the sixth track on his third album, Songs of Love and Hate, released in 1971. Let's hear that now.
It's 4 in the morning, the end of December. I'm writing you now to see if you're better. New York is cold, but I like where I'm living. There's music on Clinton Street all through the evening. I hear that you're building your little house deep in the desert. You're living for nothing now. I hope you're keeping some kind of record. And Jane came by with a lock of your hair. She said that you gave it to her that night that you planned to go clear. Did you ever go clear? Oh, the last time we saw you, you're much older. A famous blue raincoat was torn at the shoulder. You'd been to the station to meet every train. You came home without Lily Marlene, and you treated my woman to a flake of your life. And when she came back, she was nobody's wife. Well, I see you there with a row in your teeth. One more thin gypsy thief. She sends her regards. I guess that I miss you. I guess I forgive you. I'm glad you stood in. If you ever come by here for Jane or for me, well, your enemy is sleeping and his woman is free. For the trouble you took from her eyes, I thought it was there for good, so I never tried.
The second version I have of this song is from Jennifer Warnes. In 1987, Jennifer Warnes released her CD, Famous Blue Raincoat, The Songs of Leonard Cohen. It was a studio album. The song debuted on the Billboard 200 in 1987 and peaked at number 72 in the U.S. Her rendition is absolutely gorgeous. So let's go to that now. Famous Blue Raincoat.
It's 4 in the morning, the end of December. I'm writing you now just to see if you're... New York is cold, but I like where I'm living. There's music on Clinton Street all through the evening. I hear that you're building your house deep in the desert. Are you living for nothing now? Hope you're keeping some kind of record. Yes, and Jane came by with a lock of your hair that you gave it to her that night when you planned to go clear. Did you ever go clear? Ah, the last time we saw ya, much older, your famous blue raincoat was torn at the shoulder. You'd been to the station to meet a train, but she never turned up. I mean, Lily Marlene. So you treated some woman to a flake of your life. She was nobody's wife. Well, I see you rose in your teeth. One moth in gypsy thief. Her regards. Said that you gave it to her
I'm not sure if this is accurate, but I believe that Warren's album was one of the first collections of one artist done by another artist. It was really an incredible between she and Leonard Cohen for her to make this album, and it's incredible. In 1995, A&M Records released another Cohen tunes by a collection of artists, Tower of Song, the songs of Leonard Cohen. Off that album, here we have Tori Amos with her Blue Raincoat.
I forgive you. I'm glad you stood in my